Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and enjoy the conversation here this afternoon. And of course, good message, good program with Pastor Lutz just before us. And stay tuned for Pastor Resnacko at 2 o'clock. He'll be coming on. Always has a great message there with Pastor Resnacko, so I encourage you to stay tuned for that. And since we're sandwiched in between, I hope you'll stay tuned for us as well. Let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do thank you for the wonderful weather today compared to what we've been having, and we just look forward to what you're going to do for us here in the coming weekend with the warmer weathers and melting off some of the snow and ice. Lord, most importantly, we just thank you for the day that you've given us to serve you. Bless now, use us for your glory today, and help us to point people to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. Like I said, it's a bit warmer today. I was up here at the radio station helping Bruce Musselman with his program, Where Is God's Word, which is here on 1220 every Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And it was cold yesterday. It was, I think, about 6 degrees or something, 5 degrees, I think, when I came into the studio. And now today it was 16 when I got out of my car in the parking lot just a few minutes ago. So 10 degrees, good 10 degrees warmer than what it was yesterday. And of course that was considerably warmer at the same time at my house on Monday. I think I was at -6 or something, or I mean, not at Monday, on Wednesday. I think I was at -6 or something like that. But hope you're staying warm, and certainly things are looking up out there. Sun, yeah, actually peeked out a few times. It looks like it's clouded back over right now here outside the studio. But when I was coming in, there was actually a little bit of sun trying to peek out. So weather man tells us it's supposed to be warm this weekend, hitting into the maybe even 50 or so, or in the low 50s on Sunday and Monday. So this stuff's going to melt off a bit, and we're getting into the point now that it's February, waiting for the groundhog tomorrow, see whether he sees his shadow or not. Of course, you know, if he sees his shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see it, it's a month and a half more of winter, I think is about how it works out. But that's coming up. But usually by the time we get through mid-February, the weather starts to get a little bit better. Always a few snowstorms, especially in March. But generally speaking, we get through February and spring is right around the corner. Looking forward to that. Well, I hope you'll stay tuned with the conversation today. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And that'll also link you to our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. But if you remember anything, just remember livewithpastoral.com. That'll also link you over to our church page as well. Remember, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we certainly like to invite you to visit us if you're in the area, and maybe you're in between churches, don't have a church, or you're in a church that does not believe the Bible is the Word of God, and you think, well, how can there be churches out there that don't believe the Bible is the Word of God? And certainly, I believe that we have God's Word, and in the English language, we have it in the King James Version, God's preserved Word. It's inspired and preserved Word of God, and we defend it at our church. But, you know, there's some churches, they don't even get into the details of the translation. translations or anything. They don't even believe necessarily that the Bible is God's word. They just think it's an inspired book in the same way that Shakespeare's an inspired book. But when the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, it literally means that God breathed it out through, as Peter said, holy men of old that spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so God literally used Paul. He used John and Matthew and Mark and Luke and Peter and Jude and James. And he used Moses and he used Isaiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and Micah and Malachi and Zechariah and Jeremiah and all these men that God breathed out his holy word through, and he collected it together and he preserved it for us, and we have it today. Of course, the Old Testament hadn't really planned on going off talking about the scriptures as much here at the beginning, but you know, the scriptures were given to us. The Jewish people had collected the Old Testament scriptures, and so certainly by the time of Christ, the Old Testament was in no doubt, no question what it was. And then by the end of the first century, the early church already had circulating the New Testament scriptures in addition to the Old Testament. And so really by the end of the first century, as we went into the second century, we already had the complete Word of God. Now, some people try to say, the Word of God didn't come until sometime later. Catholic Church, Catholic Church just certified what they were using, and then added a few books to it in order to help justify some of their doctrines that they had altered. But the Word of God, by the end of the first century, by the time that the Apostle John had received the revelation of Jesus Christ, which forms the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, and by the time that was completed, we had the Word of God. The letters were in circulation. People knew what it was. The early church knew what it was. And so if you're one that likes to follow the early church fathers' writings, let me encourage you a couple of early church fathers that you might want to take an interest in. One in particular is named Paul. He used to go by the name of Saul. You might have heard of him. He wrote a few books which we have available to us in the New Testament. Another good one that you might want to follow is a guy by the name of Luke. He wrote a gospel by that name, and he gave us the book of Acts. Another guy you might want to follow is John. You might find some interesting writings by a fellow named John. And I remember telling somebody one time, he was going on about the early church fathers and about how he went by what the early church fathers had to say, and he had some odd doctrines. And he asked me if I read the early church fathers, and I said, yeah, I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, James, Jude, and he got upset with me for some reason. Well, those are the early church fathers. And of course, you need to read the early church fathers that we have in our New Testament in your Holy Bible. Well, got off the track there with that. I just was wanting to tell you that if you're looking for a church that upholds the Word of God and preaches and teaches the Word of God, let me invite you to come out and visit us. And you're new to the area and looking for a church, let me encourage you that you need to be in a church that preaches and teaches the Word of God. Certainly North Coast Baptist Church there in Lakewood, Pastor Lutz, who was on just a little bit before, great church, preaches and upholds the Word of God. Pastor Andrew Risnacko in the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, following me at 2 o'clock, and they preach and uphold the Word of God in the King James Bible, just like Pastor Lutz does, and we do the same thing. And at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, we're a little bit smaller than them guys. We meet in a hotel. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us there, and mention that because we do have our Bible study tonight. We have an informal Bible study every Friday night, and really our radio programs are a direct result of our Bible study. And the Bible study format is pretty simple. You come, you bring questions and throw out the questions as we're all there together. We have coffee pots going, and we have some refreshments usually, and we enjoy some Christian fellowship, and we open up the Word of God, and we go through the Scriptures, and we determine what the Bible has to say. And so how do you determine what the Bible has to say? Well, You have the Holy Spirit of God in you if you're saved, guiding you and directing you, but you also have the words in front of you, and we use, like I said, the King James Bible, and we open that up. We go through the words. Words mean things. We see what it says. We look at the context, see where it was set, and we try to understand what's happening. And basically, I guess one way to say it is we look at the Word of God the way, in a sense, the way that you would look at the newspaper. Of course, a lot of people aren't using their newspaper anymore because they're going online, getting it all online now. But when you read a news story, basically, you assume that that what is said means what it says, unless it's obviously some kind of illustrative comment, like a metaphor or a simile or something like that. And you let the words mean what they mean and the context guide you and everything like that. And so if you saw something in there that said there was a house fire and a fireman rescued a lady and her cat, and you would say, well, that's what it means. There was a house that was on fire, and in the course of the fighting the fire, one of the firemen went in, rescued a woman and her cat. That's pretty straightforward. But unfortunately, not everybody interprets the Bible that way. They would say, well, let's see. A house, that's where you dwell. The world is our dwelling place. It's on fire. You know, the world's getting warmer. It's global warming. And see, this is a warning about global warming. And the woman, as opposed to a man, because toxic masculinity is causing the world to burn. And the cat, the pet, represents the animals that are suffering because of toxic masculinity. And the fireman, well, even though he is a man, he's somebody who has forsaken his toxic masculinity to put out the fires that those that haven't forsaken their toxic masculinity have started. And so that's what we need. So that's why you should use Gillette razors, if you're familiar with the Gillette razor conflict with their recent ad fighting toxic masculinity. But I say that somewhat facetiously, but there are people who interpret the Bible that way. They really do. And I'm glad I'm a Baptist. It's somebody, we were talking one time about different theological systems, and I said, I'm glad I'm a Baptist. I can be lazy. I don't have to memorize a system of theology and then fit the scriptures into that system of theology. I just have to take the Bible, read it, and if the plain sense makes common sense, then we seek no other sense. You put it in context, because a text out of context becomes a pretext, and there's a lot of little things like that that help you understand. And in generally speaking, if you're saved and Holy Spirit's in you, that'll help you understand the scriptures pretty good. You also have to read them. It helps if you read the scriptures before you try to figure out what they're saying, because then you can put them in context a lot easier. But that's what we try to do at our church. We just simply try to sort through the Bible, try to help people understand it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul said, study to show, in verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we need to keep working at that. It's like a workman that needeth not be ashamed, becomes a craftsman, always learning, always improving. And that's what we're doing. We're always working, always trying to learn, always studying, so that we can show ourselves to be approved unto God. And if that's what you want to do, if that's how you want to learn the scriptures, I invite you to come out on Friday night to our Friday night Bible study. Come out to our services on Sunday. We're doing the same thing. I preach through the Bible. Currently, I'm preaching through the book of Philippians on Sunday morning. And then on Sunday evening, at Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Zechariah. We're in the last part of Zechariah chapter 14. Probably got another night or two in Zechariah chapter 14 before we finish. Absolutely an exciting chapter there when you look at some of the incredible things that are revealed in Zechariah chapter 14. And you know, when you preach through and you go through, take the time to go through the Bible and study it the way the Bible says it should be, say, line upon line, precept upon precept, you'll be amazed at the things that you can learn and how much things that you thought were contradictory, things that even seem hard to understand at first, begin to open up to you as you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you as you study His Word. Well, I was talking about that. Other things I want to talk about too. But again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we still have time on the radio program today. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. It's 888-677-9673. And certainly express praise and thanks to God that horrendous bill that was proposed in Virginia, which allows for infanticide, according to the Virginia governor, appears to have been defeated in the legislative body there. But Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam, who himself is a doctor, I believe he's in a pediatric, pediatric neurologist, that's what he is. And he basically said if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. Okay, now hold that thought for just a minute there. The infant would be delivered. That's what this guy said. Now, once the baby is born, you cannot call this an abortion. He said the infant would be delivered. Now, he's talking about in case if there seemed to be some deformities or something that they got problems. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. You know what he is saying there? He is saying that infanticide is permissible and desirable under certain circumstances. Now, infanticide, let me break that down. That's a tough word. Infant. Okay? You know what an infant is? A newborn baby. And then the last part, I think of the term homicide. Homicide has to do with killing people. Infanticide has to do with killing babies. And that's what he was justifying. This pediatric neurologist that's the governor of Virginia was justifying infanticide. Where does it stop? We need to pray for our country. But thankfully, this appears to have been defeated in the Virginia legislature. Well, like I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We have got Nancy calling in right now. And Nancy, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. I just wanted to make a comment about New York passing that horrendous abortion bill, and then, as what you were just discussing, and also then it seems like Virginia's following suit, but I like to look at the big picture and look at some positive things that have happened in the last year or several years. I haven't heard any publicity about the Ohio heartbeat bill being passed, and that's what we've been fighting for.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Governor Kasich, you know, vetoed it, even though mm-hmm. it finally passed the Ohio House and Senate, and then also, Operation Rescue, they've been instrumental in, and of course, many, many, many pro-life workers have been very, very diligent about fighting all the abortions. 40 abortion clinics have been closed mm-hmm. in 2018, and all we hear is this negative stuff in New York and Virginia, which is, of course, horrendous, but nobody's looking at the big picture about how much progress has been made, you know, in the pro-life movement.
Well, we actually spent a good deal of time on our program on the heartbeat bill there in December, in particular having people pray and contact their legislatures, you know, when they were attempting to override the governor's veto. And also it's been in the news that certainly now our new governor, Governor Mike DeWine, when he was running for governor, he indicated that he would sign a heartbeat bill. that if it was on his desk, he would gladly sign it. And I believe he's indicated again since becoming governor, since being sworn in, that he would. And they are in process right now bringing back the heartbeat bill. I think Iowa just recently passed a similar bill.
Yes, they
bill.
Did. Yes,
and
Iowa,
so
yes, you don't hear anything in the news about that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not going to hear that on the major media. And there's
I haven't even heard it mentioned in the, like on 1220 or 1420. I just happened to see this one thing. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, I know. I know Chris Long with his program on Thursday afternoon. He's on at News and Focus with Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance. They've devoted some programs to these things. And let's see, who else has? I know we've mentioned a little bit. If Pastor Ernie Sanders has talked about it or not. I know a couple people have, but you know, it's hard to listen to everything on the radio all the time.
Oh, and, absolutely.
Yeah. And in the
New York and Virginia.
Yeah. And in the secular
abortion clinics being closed is huge.
Yeah. But I was going to say in the secular media, you know, of course there's a sister station here to 1220 and that's 1420. You know, where they have, it's also a Salem station, just like this one is, and they generally deal with the politics and social issues more from the secular, conservative secular viewpoint, and I've heard a number of people on those stations talking about it and some other talk stations, but no, you're not going to hear CNN talk about this sort of thing, and you're not going to hear MSNBC, and even Fox doesn't talk about it too much. And
no,
it's unfortunate, but you know, the whole way that they were able to push abortion on this country in the first place was really to manipulate the media and to you know, kind of control what was being put out there. But thankfully, we have alternative media in this country, and I would tell people out there, if you want to be fully informed, if you think that you're watching your local news broadcast and you're fully informed, or you say, no, I'm really informed, I'm watching CNN, I watch MSNBC, I read the paper, I go online to the Huffington Post, you know, I'm reading all this stuff, I read the New York Times online. Well, if you think that's making you informed of what's really going on, you're mistaken.
I know that.
Do you know that Pravda, during the Cold War, Pravda, the Soviet Union, the Russian newspaper, which everybody knew that it was pack of lies and manipulative. Pravda now has a higher, I was reading an article, has a higher accuracy rating than the New York Times.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? You know, in other words, if you read it in Pravda, it's more likely to be true now than if you read it in the New York Times. How about that? Let me give you it's just amazing. I mean, they're just the media, the major media has a vested interest in keeping quiet about things. It's just like those Covington Catholic high school students that once they found out how far off the mark they were and how well or how badly it was making them look for attacking kids, they've tried to back off. They're trying to sweep it under the rug as if it never happened, you know, you know, they're putting out all this information. In fact, there's a story that just came out where supposedly if you're a religious fundamentalist, which means if you're anything to the right I was just trying to think of the name of the pastor that Barack Obama had when he was in Chicago, that pastor there that was probably to the left of mm-hmm. Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, familiar with him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but Jeremiah Wright. Yeah, thank you. If you're anywhere to the right of Jeremiah Wright, they call you a fundamentalist, and they're harping a study now that you have brain damage, because you're not as open-minded as they are. So,
yeah, a lot of this is demonstrating Isaiah 5:20, mm-hmm. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil.
Oh, absolutely.
They're making evil look good and good look evil.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Nancy, I got the music coming up, and we're just running out of time here. I want to thank you for bringing up some of that stuff for us today, and I hope you'll keep calling and bring us some more good information like that, too, and we appreciate that. Appreciate all of our listeners there, and again, let me invite you to visit us our Friday night Bible study, visit us for church on Sunday. That information is coming up here in just a moment, and again, stay warm. If you're near the rivers where the ice will be melting off of them, you might want to watch your riverbank there a little bit. But stay tuned and join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.